From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. For the first time in the 2016 presidential campaign, five Democratic candidates will meet on a debate stage tonight. The event begins at 9 p.m. in Las Vegas. NPR's Don Gagne has more.
Hillary Clinton, leading in an average of national polls, will be center stage. Expect her to be the main target of the other participants. Standing to her right will be her most serious challenger to date, Vermont's independent U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, who gets his first chance to directly confront Clinton. It will also be his first big opportunity to speak to a national audience. Others debating will be former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, former U.S. Senator Jim Webb, and former U.S. Senator and Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee. Part of the subtext of this debate is the possibility that a new candidate could still enter the race, Vice President Joe Biden. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
Owing to pressure over sting videos, Planned Parenthood says it will no longer accept reimbursement to cover the cost of providing fetal tissue to researchers. NPR's Jennifer Ludden says the change will affect only California and Oregon, which has a placental tissue program.
Planned Parenthood points out that reimbursements are legal, but it says it wants to debunk these accusations that it's just out to profit. Officials also say they will not stop providing fetal tissue to researchers when women request this. They say this kind of research can lead to life-saving treatments.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden reporting. Dutch authorities say it was most likely a Russian-made missile that shot down a Malaysia airline plane over Ukraine a little more than a year ago. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports Russia is disputing the findings released today from the 15-month international investigation.
Dutch Safety Board head Chibe Joustra said the flight that took off from Amsterdam with 298 people on board was ripped apart in midair over eastern Ukraine.
Flight MH17 crashed as a result of the detonation of a warhead outside the aeroplane, above the left-hand side of the cockpit.
Joustra said that warhead fit the Russian Buk missile launching systems that were spotted around the same time in rebel-held territory. Russia rejected the report's findings and insists it has evidence that proves it could not have been a Buk missile. The Dutch report also examined why the plane and dozens of others continued to fly over the conflict zone until that day. The report stopped short of accusing any side of firing the missile. An upcoming criminal investigation will apportion blame. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Amsterdam.
A new survey shows more than 3 in 5 Americans spending less each month, with most worried about stagnant salaries, too much debt, or the economy. The Bankrate.com report also shows millennials are more than twice as likely as other age groups to say they're spending less in order to save more. Wall Street lower just ahead of the bell. The Dow down 50 points at last check. The Nasdaq was down 42. This is NPR. The former head of the Chicago public school system has pleaded guilty to wire fraud. Prosecutors say Barbara Bird Bennett spent $23 million in no-bid contracts to education firms, that in exchange for promises of $2.3 million in bribes and kickbacks. She faces at least 7 years in prison. In Southern California, Senator Dianne Feinstein is holding a hearing today on a sweeping and controversial plan to protect large swaths of the Mojave Desert. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports Feinstein is pushing for the creation of 3 new national monuments and expanding industrial solar development in the desert.
Feinstein's bill would designate 3 national monuments and expand the boundaries of Death Valley and Joshua Tree National Parks. The California senator was instrumental in getting national park status for both during the Clinton administration. The proposal has long been opposed by some environmental groups who are wary of more solar development in the desert. Meanwhile, many ranchers are upset about the potential for more restrictions on cattle grazing there. Feinstein says she wants to get input from all sides at the meeting. She also hasn't ruled out pushing for the Obama administration to enact several provisions of this bill by executive order if the measure remains stalled in Congress. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.
Twitter is laying off workers. Company says up to 336 employees will be given pink slips, and that's about 8% of its workforce. The news comes 2 weeks after Twitter brought back one of its co-founders as permanent CEO, hoping Jack Dorsey will be able to resolve problems resulting in slower user growth and financial losses. The Dow down 49 points ahead of the close. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.